The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with great power and glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your head, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have been taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with the dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Good morning, and please be seated. As you all probably remember, I come from New York City, and I lived there for 35 years before I came out to San Diego. And when I used to walk through through New York City, I never really looked at anybody, because you don't look at people in New York. You don't look at their eyes. You don't look at anything, because they get upset with you, like, "What are you looking at?" So what you do is you kind of just look down and you walk. And I remember when I was walking many times through New York City, if it rained, I would put my hat on and I'd put my umbrella on and I would just keep walking. If it got cold, I would put a jacket on. If I got hot, I'd take the jacket off. In other words, I wouldn't look anywhere around. And sometimes when I would walk downtown, if you've ever been in New York City downtown, there's huge buildings everywhere, huge, all kinds of buildings, bank buildings and all kinds of insurance business buildings, and they're huge. And they cast this large shadow everywhere you go. And so every so often, I would walk through there, and I would just kind of feel like, what's going on? And I would just raise my head, and I would look up, and I would see the sky, and I would say, "Oh wow, you know, this I'm really in someplace else. You know, I'm in a sky. There's real nature around me, right?" And then also, I worked in prisons, as you probably know, for many, many years. And I used to work in, particularly when I was in Rikers Island in cell block 76, which is like no windows, no luxuries, nothing in there. So I would walk around in that place for many, many hours a day, many, many years, and it really encountered all kinds of things in that particular place, all kinds of things that were pretty sorrowful and painful and hard to see and ugly and so forth and so on. And every so often I would get overburdened by what I see. You know, you get tired, you get broken down. And so I'd get out cell block 76 and I would go outside and I would raise my head and I would look up and I would see this beautiful sky. And even every once in a while I would even see the sun. And you see, so I would lift my head to try to do this thing because I had to find a new expectation, a new breath of fresh air, a new vision that I had to see to get out of the mess that I was in. And so, as you probably already know, we are now in the beginning of Advent. As you can see, the colors have changed. I'm wearing purple. I only get to wear it once a year. And it's a wonderful time. It's a time of expectation. It's a time in which we prepare for the Lord. We anticipate His coming. And so we have new songs and we have new readings and we have new colors and all that kind of stuff. So it's really a sense of expectations. But when you read today's readings, you say to yourself, "Hey, what's going on with this, right?" You could get better readings to apply to the situation that we're going right now. Instead, these things are very, very depressing. They're very, very, very stunning when you read them. And so the reason why I would think these readings are here is because now as we begin Advent, we are finishing a liturgical year. We just finished with the Christ the King last week. Do you remember that? And so we finished that year. Now we're beginning a new year. But the thing that the scriptures want us to remember is that even though the year is ending and there's a new year beginning with a sense of expectation, you're still living in the same world. You're still living in the same mess. Things are still going on in the world that are ugly. Things are still happening that are depressing and very much confusing for us to do. And the reason why we have this Advent and these readings is because there's a way out for us to understand how to deal with the ups and downs of life. Just like it says in the scripture, when things get really bad, lift up your head, for your redemption is nigh. What does that mean? What does it mean to lift up your head? And so when you're dealing with all of these difficult situations in life, where do you go? What do you do? There's certain attitudes we can take to what's going on. We can certainly give up, right? We can give up and say, there's nothing I can do that makes any difference in what's going on. You can give in. You can just go along. You can do anything that you want to not be participant in trying to change things, and you give up. And so that's one thing you can do. The other thing is that you can say to yourself, maybe I can do something different. Maybe I can have a different attitude. A lot of times, the way you deal with problems is because you have a different perspective on the problem. That takes a whole different angle, and you get a whole different energy. And the reason why Jesus says, lift up your eyes, lift up your head, for your redemption is coming, is because he's teaching us that even in the midst of all of this chaos that we're experiencing in life, hope is born out of despair. Out of despair, true understanding comes, and true experience and true belief come. It doesn't come out of a place where it's like roses, that when your life is going well, your faith is really, and hope is not really experienced on that kind of level. But when you're experiencing despair, when you're experiencing a difficult time in your life, where you're looking for answers, when you're looking for a new understanding, hope is born. But it's born only for one reason. It's born because at that point, you really hit rock bottom. When you're in despair, you hit rock bottom. A lot of guys from AA will tell you that they have finally been able to shift and turn around their lives when they realize that they have hit rock bottom. Something tells you, this is as far as I can go. And when you hit that level, there's some part of yourself that will never give up. There's a part of ourselves, because our souls are made out of love and our souls are made out of God. Our souls are rooted in this belief and in this imitation of God that we can never give up. But what happens in the process of looking up and trying to see a new world and believing that Christ has already done and helped us to get through these things is because he takes away the levels of the ego, right? We use that word a lot of times when we say that we can do things on our own, we can handle it, we are very strong, and we're very capable of taking care of situations. But it's those moments that you realize you can't. When you come up against that wall, when you come up against the possibility that nothing can help you, that's when you really realize that you have faith in God. Many of us have had those experiences in our own life. Maybe we've hit rock bottom and we've been through a divorce, we've been through a terrible sickness, we've lost our job, you know, we had to move. These moments in which you thought you couldn't survive, suddenly you find a strength within yourself that you didn't know you had. And it comes up in a way that really surprises you and that you feel as though, wow, where did that come from? And I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes because you are made in the same image of God. That power, that life, that hope that he offers us, we have inside of ourselves. And sometimes we have to strip everything away in order to be able to get to it. And sometimes the despair in life will do that for you. And yet, at that point, you almost see the world again. And you begin believing that you can get things done. And so Jesus is telling us today, when you have difficulties and when you hear of all these things happening, don't give up. Don't give up, because that's the worst thing you can do. But trust that he has already done the work for us, that he has already won the battle, that he has already conquered death, that he has already been able to shift the reality of the future towards redemption and care. And so this is the challenge that we have, where we have to be able to believe at that point that we really, really can do this. And it doesn't mean anything that you do anything dramatic. It means that you just do something with the intent and with a more positive way of believing, to try and make an effort. You know, little ripples move out when you throw a little rock into the lake. And so whatever you do makes a difference. Whatever example, whatever action you take in the world makes a real big difference. And so now as we begin Advent, we begin having in a time that's real stressful. I mean, we just look around in the political world and in our economic world. What do we see? We see all kinds of devastations. We see famine. We see death. We see war. We see all these kinds of things. And so what are we supposed to do? Can we just sit here and allow it to overwhelm us, allow it to depress us and disanimate us? Or can we take a different view? Can we take a different position? Because truly, in the end, the salvation of the world comes through you and me. The salvation of the world comes in what we do and how we live, how we respond to these situations. And so we have to sometimes be completely stripped away so that we can see where we stand and with whom we stand. So today, the first Sunday of Advent is asking us to trust in this God, even in the midst of all of this chaos, even in the craziness that we see all around us, that he will come, and he is coming, he has come, in a way that helps us to be able to lift up our heads and to believe again, to try again, to do things again. This is the message of the Christian faith, because if you lose that ability to trust and hope, then what do we have? We're just like everybody else. We're lost. We feel empty. We feel depressed. So today I'm asking you to try to allow yourself to lift up your eyes and to see something. Do you have a lot of times when I come out of work, I go to the beach, especially when I worked in the prisons here in San Diego, I would go to the beach because I would find a sense of release. I'd walk up and down the beach and I'd feel like, oh God, this fresh air, you know, there's birds flying around, the water's moving, you know, things are alive, I'm okay, you know. And so you do something to restore your sense of connection with nature, to restore your sense of energy, and to be able to believe again. I told you many times also, well, I would go to a museum just to see things that are pretty, to be able to believe again, to trust that there's something good in this world when everything seems so bad, so horrible. So what do you do? What do you do when moments are so heavy on you? Where do you go? What do you do in order to find a sense of peace? How do you lift up your head and look towards your salvation? These are the things we have to practice more than ever at this time when the world is so insecure and there's so many pressures around us. So this is what the promise of Advent is, that he's already conquered all of this horrible thing that we fear and are involved in. And that if we trust in him, he'll get us through. It's not like it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying you're going to be floating around and away from these situations, but you're definitely going to be able to withstand because you have a new perspective. And that new perspective comes by trusting that the work has already been done, that the conquering has already been done, and that the love that he brings will always overcome the rest of what's happening in this world. So trust in that this Advent. Look for it. Be expectant. You know, feel a sense of joy and expectation that even in the midst of darkness, light will pierce itself through it. And one little light bulb can make a whole difference in a dark room. And so it's the same thing with life. One instant of God's revelation or God's love or God's insight can really illuminate your life. And sometimes that's all that matters. Sometimes when I get really stressed out, I read, right? And I read and read and read and try to find one idea or something that's nice or pretty. And then when I do, I feel good. I feel good because, you know, there again, I rise up to a different understanding. So think of the things that you can do that really help you to see the world in a new perspective. And then reframe it in the context of hope. Reframe it in the context of a future that can be different and a future that you can be part of, that you can be, because that makes you connected to that hope. And if you're connected to hope and the promise, then you feel empowered. You don't feel like the whole world is on your shoulders, because it's not really about just you and me. It's about the whole workings of nature and the world. So lift up your eyes. Our hope is above us, and the hope that already has already conquered the many things that we see around us. But we've got to give ourselves to that. Amen. Amen.